as we lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see, it's you that I see. Sing it out, sing.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
So last week, we started looking at the marks of a true disciple.
Now, what you are
doing, you are saying, clap for the title.
A treasure, obi, aye, osieni, mapa, ewe radi emu.
Bible says that not all Jews are Jews.
Now, Bible naka treasure, enye Jew ni bi ane ye Jew ni.
In other words, not all who claim to be Christians are indeed Christians.
We have explained
that a disciple is a follower of our Lord Jesus. The word is from the Greek rendition matetio, that means a student.
So
disciples of Jesus, who later, we explained last week that they later were called Christians in Acts chapter 11 verse 26. They were later nicknamed Christians.
It's not just a Yesu and Sunya for an actually Kura and Sana, Yebe from so Omuya Christopher.
So if you are here and you answer to the name a Christian, you are actually supposed to be a disciple of Jesus.
And it is a Uwahana, so Ofra won't say Uyo Christonia, not just a wound, Uyo Bia, Uya Yesu Christoni Sieni.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell the one seated by you, you are a disciple of Jesus.
Catch a daughter and chance, Uya Yesu Sieni.
That is why we call you Christian. That means Christ-like. You are like him.
And don't see any afraid say Christ. Ni na chese wono wia woni yet say Christ. Send your basas is obey and niema.
That stands to reason that if you carry the tag Christian, there is something that is expected of you.
We actually sent it say, oh, nam now from say na chese woni niema biya. Yes, she say I was away.
That is why in your workplace, other people belonging to other religious groups could be conducting themselves in certain ways. It will never cause alarm. But when you also behave in such way, they will say, "Whoopon also you Christian," because the tag Christian comes with expectation.
And unti ene ye numemu and I say ye fiem webi etiti and see ye and ye me bia ye ka se eh uo Christo ni mponi nenso or some fufrobi aya yen ka and one same bia kesisa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If others are fighting and they belong to other religious groups, they say, oh no worry, we mudamu petoka, oh no worry. But the moment they see that a Christian is just arguing, they will say, you are a Christian, like Jesus won't do this. That's what they are telling you. Jesus won't steal, Jesus won't cheat, Jesus won't do this. So the name Christian brings expectation.
And then say, Uyo Christian, na Uyo Bibia, na si yeshene se mfa kwa mwa, ubo si ye kachos, ah, Uye Christian, Uyo Christian, pa, ena woye de Uye. Na che se Uye Christian, ni yeshe, en niye mebiye fri umwa, e wasa woye, a eche se ampa, Uyo Bia, Udi Christ.
So my prayer for everyone under the sound of my voice is that you will be a true disciple of Jesus.
Amen.
If your amen is better, it will help you.
Amen.
I said my prayer for certain people here is that you will not just carry a tag and be attending church, but it will reflect in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May what you claim reflect in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the Jesus you talk about reflect in your behavior in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the cross you celebrate, may it show forth in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Wave your right hand and say, I'll be a good Christian. Wave your hands and say, I'll be a good Christian.
May Christ
be my disciple of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Wherever you find yourself, in your workplace, in your school, in your compound, wherever you find yourself, you must represent the faith of our Lord Jesus.
And any baby a wo se wo dwuma mu wo afie mu school mu baby a wo bia no e wo se wutimi eye Jesus Christ ni siana mu e no.
So for you to distinguish whether you are a disciple, a Christian or not, we started giving us the characteristics or the ethics of a disciple, the signs of a disciple. We said one, they are ardent followers and practitioners of Christ's principles.
And unti na chese enema e chere se ampa ubetima ju ho atum se uye Yesu Kristo ni suani no de din kan ene se udi enhyehyeye ene enema Yesu Kristo chere se yenye no udi eso pepe.
The one seated by you, are you a practitioner of the word of God?
We said your tone chen se wo eti nyankopon asem uye e ade a wo ye.
Do you obey the things that are in the Bible, or you just carry the Bible along on your phone?
Now we are assembling the your phone, and I say, what they are assembling at our phone, so now the
number. James says that not being hearers alone, but doers, else you are deceiving yourself.
Now send the Yakubu Akatra, yes, yen ye assembling a your phone name, and yes, assembling a tear for, yes, I need that I am.
So don't be a deceiver of your own self. You can deceive others, but by the time you are deceiving your own self, there is something wrong with you.
Oh,
true or not true, you can deceive people, but the moment you deceive yourself, it means something is wrong with you. It's like you tickling your own self and you are laughing. We'll take you for psychological assessment. We'll check whether you are okay. So by the time you only hear the word of God and you don't do it, you only come to church on a Sunday, you are likened to the man who is tickling himself in the mirror and laughing.
And you see that be a over the entry of Hanum Nessa over Betio Nyankoponsem, a brawanya, what you say, Obia Onunu Huna or Srepe.
You know about hell, but you are preparing to enter. You are laughing.
One Casa Woodnim or Bonsem Jim, Yatros or Bonsem Jim Quaini, and so a one our Nama Supers Ura.
You know about heaven, but you are blocking your own self from entering. It's not like you don't know. You come to church, you know. But you yourself, you have decided to tickle yourself and laugh. You yourself. Help me advise the one seated by you. Tell the person, be a practitioner of the word.
Practice
it. Forgive, because the word says forgive. Be kind, help people, because the word says be kind. Stay away from sexual immorality, because the Bible says so. Obey your parents in the Lord, because the Bible says so. By the time you tell people, I cannot do this because Bible says, you have started practicing the word.
If you end up over chance, I can say, I dear way, dear me to me, if you say, Bible say, not just a wash, I say,
your friends are all stealing from the shop, and they are also advising you to do likewise, and you tell them, nah, I don't think I can do it.
When you get
to that level, you are now becoming a disciple of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Feel it's back.
It's what you do. Your reaction should be Bible based, word based. It's not like you like the brother so much, so you accept to sleep with him. It's what the Bible says.
And yes, Ebia, Abrantia, no, me pen, no, me don, no, and unti, and yeah, was seven and the
time. Pastor, I can't say no.
What's up for me? Who named me, Cassa de Bio? Me wouldn't pen my
brother. I like him too much.
Me pen, no, don.
It's not what you want.
And yet they are worship. And yet they are worship
of the word of God.
Don't accompany us.
You know, somebody can be going to the going outside the country. You can accompany the person to the airport. It doesn't mean you are also going. The fact that you are in church on a Sunday shouting amen does not mean you are also going.
Are you really on your way?
Are you going to sit inside and also go on to accompany to the station? Because you may be the pastor, but you may be just accompanying people to go.
Haven't you been
to the bus station and you see people who are bookmen? They can drive, they know how to do everything, and they are showing people where to pass, where to book tickets, but they've never traveled out of that station. My dear shepherd, the fact that you carry Bible and bring people to church does not mean you are a passenger on the bus.
And it is a way of your friend.
The fact that you are playing instrument for us does not mean that you are on your way to heaven.
See, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you.
You are singing in the church does not necessarily mean you are on your way. You are helping us.
Ebi aye waha oto enyomu dede ede ebua yinyana no nebi ana kwantu no ohuntu
bi. You are making our preparation. You are helping us at the station. We are praying. Ebua
ye send ye beya ni aye kwani ye beko.
You are the reason why some people are coming. They are just coming because they like how you sing. You are helping us.
Ebi ana wunti enu obi ba dendue mu ha. Ebi a wasebi se ni osi ya oni emebi nanso akwantu no de ohuntu.
So the fact that you are interpreting does not mean you are also going. And when you say we cannot have say
now, so what church are saying no more church say we should hear what Ube Kobi. Ebi ana Ube Jaya.
And then you chill ho. Then you should chill ho. Then you should chill ho.
Eh chill ho.
It's what church say.
Oh, my children, Obi Ati.
Amen.
And I'm a Mosubio.
What a word.
Clap your two hands. What a word.
The word of God is for all of us.
Amen.
But my prayer for everybody
is
that when there is a takeoff, papa, I will be on board.
Shout, I will be on board.
You don't even believe it. Shout, I will be on board. Bible says that there is a time coming, there will be a twinkle of an eye. Pa!
If the Bible not catch you, say, if there be ever, you better put your knee say, at the same time,
the Lord will come with the voice of the archangel, like a trumpet. And not everybody on earth will hear. It is only those whose spirits are connected. They will hear the sound. The rest of the world will say that something has happened. I can't find Memuna. I can't find Hajia. They will say they can't find somebody. May you also be on board. This all from last week. Supreme love for Jesus. Jesus said, you must love me than your mother, your father, your wife, your children, and yourself. Then you can be my disciple. And he explained to us in John 14:15 that if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So the ultimate test of love for God is keeping the word of God. So quickly, number three, write it down. Total self-denial. That is one of the signs of a true disciple. Everybody watch me carefully. You can never be a true disciple if you are holding on to yourself. You are so special to yourself. You are so important to yourself. You must be able to let go of yourself so you can embrace Christ. What it means to deny yourself means you must displease yourself to please Christ. Matthew 16 verse 24. Now I want the whole church to read together with me. As usual, if you don't read, I'll give you a microphone to read. One go. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Again, one, two. Anyone who follow me, anybody who decide to follow me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. That means that the first step to discipleship, following Christ, is to deny yourself.
We actually say,
What is the meaning of the word deny? Deny. When we say deny, look at other words to explain it. Deny. Something that, you see, deny can be used in the sense that something that you deserve, but you are made to lose it.
Say be a idea, be a what you say. Ah, I dey we pad here. Men kai idea what say me yem e yem dia.
Then
so be binti ama me yem dia.
Then you are denied of it. You are per the constitution of this country. There is everybody must enjoy freedom of movement, isn't it? Oh, hello, talk to me.
Omai emra ye wo kuro mu ha se no ema obia ho kwan se ba bi a opese nante bi bi abese onante fa bia obetimi akọ ba bi abese oku bia
betimi akọ. Nobody must stop you from walking about or walking freely.
Obia ni mu kwan se osi hu kwan se wo nama obeka se menko be ha menfa ha menfa.
So as a Ghanaian, you have the rights of movement, freedom of movement. Nobody can inhibit that right. But you can be denied of that right because of something. You can be put into prison and your freedom of movement has been denied
you. Hello, are you
getting the meaning of deny?
It's
like to be robbed of something that is rightfully yours. Something that you qualify for, something that you deserve, that has been taken from you and you cannot enjoy it, is called
denial.
Hello, everybody. Are you following my explanation?
What
if Jesus says that whoever must be my disciple or follow me, he must deny himself, what it means that he must rob himself of certain opportunities, of certain desires, of certain things that he likes. He must rob himself of his will so that he can do my will, Jesus.
And you say, yes, Christ, you can wait here. No, person,
clap your hands.
But what you need to say, and near my one casa and Kawakondo, and near my word to me, say, yeah, where the Kababuame, and near my son, your money, and I was say, funny, you know, to me, you know, to go, no moment, do or no, there was shown on, I say, with this one.
People are not able to follow Jesus truthfully because they cannot deny themselves of certain things. It's like you like partying, you like clubbing. It's something that interests you. It's something that makes you happy. That's what you
like.
You like having fun. And then you come into Christ. And then because of Christ, you cannot be clubbing anymore with your worldly with your worldly friends. You cannot be drinking anymore. The things that you like, you are not able to do them anymore. Why? Because of Christ. That's denial. Because you really like it. If you fail to deny yourself of that alcohol you like so much, you cannot be a true Christian. If you cannot deny yourself of that money, you have been getting money from this sugar daddy and you are living luxuriously. Now you have met Jesus and you want to serve Jesus. But if you cannot deny yourself of those monies the man has been giving you so that you start going hungry, if you can't deny yourself of that luxurious life, then you cannot be a Christian.
Yes,
you have met Jesus.
Yes, you have accepted Jesus.
What's your yes, you dear?
But you cannot
yes,
be a true disciple of Jesus. If you are still holding on to that unbeliever girlfriend, that unbeliever boyfriend, because you love him, because you love her. She has not done anything wrong to me. He has not done anything wrong to me. Oh, we've been good. Just that now I'm a Christian. All we do is to fornicate and to live our life, but we love each other. Jesus says that if you cannot deny yourself of that unholy Christian, unholy relationship, you can't deny yourself of that thing that you do with the guy or that relationship so that you focus on Jesus, then you cannot be a disciple.
It's a sad day.
It's a sad day. It's a sad day. As I was coming this morning, I was like, because I'm sorry. Say them confirm by any achievement. See, keep playing that song. They need it.
Don't you need it?
Yeah. I know what you need. As I listen to all, you should be saying that. Bless you.
Hallelujah, my boss.
You should be saying it.
Because you
have come pastor to the last person. We need the help of God. That's why Jesus said a lot of people go to hell. Few people go to hell.
When you and a Jesus Christ can say, "The part of two are not going to be able to come to him," like a crabby and a bone,
when Jesus see a lot of people in the church, he laughs.
Say, Jesus Christ, who the people pray, was saw them sana and simple.
I'm really sure. That's why he turned back and he told them that if you want to follow me, then better deny yourself. Deny yourself.
And you see, and we're trying and you catch your moon in our sense. I hope so with him a chidi. Now I said, oh, power, Muachi. Now one cast out, one of my corner dears who try to one.
You like football so much that it has become a god in your life.
You move your honoma, you pay football, no crana bay, and for away a brabo.
Sunday morning, instead of going to church, you'll be playing football.
It
is one of the reasons why a lot of young men can't go to church nowadays. Kefit, football, Sunday morning. Did you see that when you were coming to church? It is, the way smoking is a big deal maybe for you, or drink is a big deal. Somebody to his football.
Say the Abia, what the woman say, oh, Obi no mon san, and I say, Obi or Shiri, and Obi so the end is a ball, ni nyame no.
Like church day, so beba sorry, I am for football. Oh, Wednesday need to see it. Wednesday when I hear Bayern Munich and Barcelona were playing football, the church was like only female church that we had. We had women fellowship.
What they train me? Yeah, and I'm fellowship meeting. Bobby and near Bunty, Ubad and Yamasa and Yumreno, Ubacas, I saw them, I am Mankwa and Abasar.
It was like a women fellowship meeting, I tell you.
As a women fellowship, one Abasar.
Wow! So you see how people worship football.
They can send you one way, it's me a swim ball
for 4 p.m. football match.
Obi bet me a ball I've born in Yumreno, bet me a quarter of a I was said you so chance and be obenya baby atena.
But they will never ever go to church.
Then so asore pa there there be won siwo.
They prefer to keep fit Sunday morning.
Ono de ne say ono de kwase ade dura no pa there. I was say
you have preached to him.
O man no ho na ho ade kosoro.
You have preached to him. He has accepted Jesus. But you can never see him to disciple him. He can never have a consistent relationship with Jesus because he will work every day on Sunday morning. I'm telling you, the money is more important to him than his soul.
If he says any plan, obey your question.
He like the work. Obey your man.
If he says sikahu hiano, ese wonu ankasa nemkwaje.
Tell the one by you, if you cannot deny yourself of what is good, you cannot follow Jesus.
Catch the auto and chance. Money is gold.
Money is gold.
But
it's not said that. Jesus says that choose whom you will serve. Whether you will serve him or you serve mammon, that's money.
Then so Jesus Christ can say, "Ye die ni amekura ope sa osom no no yino ope sa osom me anasa ope sa mammon."
Money is the reason why a lot of people can't serve God truthfully. People are working in pubs, in clubs, in gambling centers, exposed to all sorts of profanity and all that. And when you ask them that as a child of God, what are you doing in such an atmosphere? It's not good for your soul. It's not good for your spirit. It affected Lot. Bible says that because Lot's speech is camped in Sodom and Gomorrah, because of the things Lot saw and the things that Lot was hearing every day, his soul was affected. And you are okay working in the pub. You are okay working in the gambling centers. You are okay working among unbelievers. And it's like everything you hear is profane. And it's like evil things all around you. And you are fine. But my dear, if you can't deny yourself of what you get there, then you cannot be a true disciple of Jesus. I'm sorry. I wish there is another way. I would have showed you, but there is no other way. That's Jesus' number one requirement. Deny yourself.
Jesus Christ, adeba kwa wa shaye eno no.
Deny yourself.
Say, oh, akono diye no. Ube chai wa akono diye atu hono.
Deny yourself. Maybe when you accept Jesus, that sugar daddy will stop taking care of you. You drop out of school.
Ebi awo fa Jesus Christ, and say, sugar daddy, awo nene namu no wasu onse ubiye wa.
That is more important to you than Christ's relationship with you. Is making you not be a disciple.
Ati biara ehu hia wo esene ye Yesu Kristo ahye wo no e ma wo ntime ma ye osuani mapa.
It's a test. Mine will be different from yours. Yours will be different.
Obia ene ne sohwa obena mu meme e bia sofo de esen ene obi nsu de e che obi de.
There are people here, their problem is money. When they see money, they will be shaking.
Ye won krofo bi wo ha omo de omo ha opa ni sika wo hu sika pe na awoso
atie si so kokomiasis I don't want by you know kokomiasis there are people when they see your money or they see money they are body will shake.
Ye won krofo bi wo no mo hu sika pe na omo hu wo so se cha cha
they will do anything to take it
e kwan bi obefa so a obeya obenya sa sika ni bi obefa so
if you like sending them to hell they don't mind
opa hell
e si o musu say akon. Amen.
Amen.
And there are people
e onprofo bi won so a
you know I schooled with a certain guy. He was trying to stop drug this addiction. He was trying to stop drugs. He was addicted to drugs. He was trying to stop. So they sent him to rehab. Afterwards, then they brought him to the Bible school. Say, "Namia seven suke rerun." Not just say, "Abuano." When we are in class, his hands are like that. His hands will shake. His hands will shake. It will shake and shake and shake and shake. Then you see that he put his hands. See, so those of us who are his friends who have to get close to him and encourage him and look for some activity to do so that the desire will go. Then break time when we are outside, maybe we are trying to play snooker. You see the one, his hand is shaking. That then it comes like appetite. When the appetite comes, he'll be shaking because he was trying to stop. He was denying himself. So his body said, I want it. Then he's also saying, no for Jesus. Now that is how it is. You can't deny yourself of certain things. You can't be a Christian.
So we
don't talk about it on crusade platforms. We don't talk about it when we are preaching John 3:16. We only tell you that come and Jesus will forgive your sins and you'll be born again and you are saved. But I'm telling you the other side is that when you come, there is a condition for your salvation here.
To stay saved,
you must deny what you like. You like sex, deny yourself of sex. You like that boy, deny yourself.
Ẹ wọ́n sẹ́ wọn kasa ó pa òun ẹ̀chí máa sá
You may have to deny yourself of that ambition. Say ambition. Everyone say ambition. Do you know ambition? Your aspirations. Your aspirations. Your ambition to build your house is the reason why you are working on Sundays. Because you need extra money. Is that the reason why? Your ambition. Your ambition is the reason why you can't break up from that sugar daddy. Because you want to become a nurse and he's the one that is sponsoring you. So ambition is your ambition is why you are stealing, taking what is not yours. Because you have a dream you want to sponsor and you don't have what it takes to sponsor it. So you are taking what doesn't belong to you so that you use to finance your ambition. And you may not go to hell because of ambition.
If your amen is better, keep it up.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for the Lord.
Amen.
May the Lord help us. We are in church, but we have been trapped by self, ambition, interest.
You are sorry, dear. That's
why we are in church. So we are not able to follow Jesus.
But may
God help us.
Open your mouth and ask God to have mercy on you. I don't know what you want to talk to God, but one casa shall abri abum na shall come. In some kakra bakri. Oh, every Audi I know, I am in, don't worry. But se ushana se bibi o abri abuma, and unti debi ama uya boni. Upa sorry kra, who feeling guilty? Say, I give a sanko yen a mesa abano. Ask God to have mercy on you. A true Christian, Lord.
true Christian.
When I look back, when I look left and right, may I not have skeletons, things that I'm hiding, things that I'm hiding. May I not have skeletons, things that I'm hiding in my life. May I not have skeletons. May God take away all your skeletons. Because a lot of us sitting here, we have skeletons. We don't want people to know that we are doing this and we are doing that. We always cover it. Amen. Clap your two hands for Jesus. Is God speaking to you? Ask him again, is God really talking to you? Is God speaking to a certain area of your life? I know you are fine in other areas of your life, but that particular door that is locked in your life, that secret room in your life, that particular secret room that nobody must enter in your life, that code you have put on certain things that nobody must check in your life, Jesus is
coming.
Amen. Jesus said, do what? Let's read it again. One go. Stop there. Number two is what? The second one is what? Oh, say it loudly. The second one is
was sin.
Yeah. The first one is deny yourself, sacrifice some things.
It didn't kind
so that you can power upon focus on Jesus. The other thing is that now, after you sacrifice those bad friends you have, those things in your life, you now have to do something. He said, take your cross.
For our Savior.
How many of you knew that Jesus denied himself? Number one, he was a king sitting on his throne, he left it. He came.
You do say any name say Jesus Christ or no one can say upon whom he came. If you say they didn't kind, no, or didn't he may be our baby.
He left his glory. In heaven, when you see Jesus, as Revelation did describe, when you see Jesus, you can't look at him. He was right at this side.
Who Jesus Christ? Who to me? Who no? If you say now,
you can
look at him.
You can't. In fact, we are very far away from the Father, from the Son. I've forgotten the distance in science. I've forgotten most of you this science to higher level. You can remember it. We are very far away. Jesus
maybe
is
brighter than
the sun.
Nobody can look at him. So Jesus Christ said, "Was shrine empo, esene ewia impa yenti mi fe
yedi." He denied himself and became like human being.
Then so upon the huachi,
he had power. He could just, you see, he told Pilate. Pilate told him that, you know, I can kill you right now. So you better answer me. I can kill you. Then he told Pilate, you cannot kill me. I can whisper and angels will come right now. But my Father has decided that you should handle me. That is why you are handling me.
Then I can just catch a Pilato, no? Say Pilato can say, wouldn't me say meti meku? What's it there be? Who wouldn't me en kume? If he said, meti ma fre above for amwaba also.
He had power, but he didn't use it. Some of you.
Now, to me, and so sabre no.
When somebody does something, hey, do you know who you are?
And so what? And Kabaka said, me, hey, who
I'll call my Father for you right now.
My friend, my papa, man, says, see, I debate too, no crowd.
You go about bullying people because of somebody you know. There is some power you think you have. Isn't it?
You move to do an IAC, sing crow for, and I'm too, maybe I won't see. And I said, Nipebi, I need more money.
But Jesus denied, he robbed himself of the authority to use star power.
Then so Jesus Christ upon which he said to me, "Numpa, and ko anu obeti mi, e di ayen
ejumano." And that is the love of God, because they were beating him.
He was crying, screaming like a human being.
Yes.
He did not lift up his hand for the earth to break. He can just lift up his hand and the earth will crack. And just
keep
on. You know what it means? Imagine you have a knife or a gun in your pocket. And somebody's
beating you.
And
all you had to do
was everybody ran away. And yet
you will be bro.
Self-control to the highest level. Self-control to the highest level.
Not just a win, what shall we so cry? Not just a sign, shall we always say no? A bini baby.
After Jesus denied himself, he took the cross.
Now, yes, you Christo, a pan, Huachi, a ma, or one cassani, need to be the NBB, or we are no, or Fana Sendia, or Fanny Mirabia, S.Y.
Please be upstanding for me, everybody. I'm going to tell you something. The distance from the sun to the earth is 148.68 million kilometers. The sun you are seeing, the distance. The distance from here. Do you know the distance from Accra to Kumasi? You have been going there. 243 what? Kilometers. And here they said this is 148.68 million kilometers. The sun you are seeing, the distance between you and the sun. And you point out, if you are not going to you are not going to you. So imagine, say, would you go with him to crack? Would you say, you fought the bed for this one? You will be sure. So dripping. I guess what I'm saying. Now, Jesus shines more than that. It's the ocean in my way. That's why when Moses told God, I want to see you. God said, you don't know what to ask. The day you see me, you will die. You can't see God and live. I guess what I'm saying. But he denied himself of all that and came on earth. And then he said, afterwards, take your cross. Everybody, watch me.
We be an ancient.
Nobody should sleep. Watch me carefully.
We be an ancient. Say, oh, damn.
Have you seen a cross before? If you've seen a cross before, wave your hands and let me see.
When will I see the other? And I'm removed here. When will be?
If you've seen a cross before, there's one in front of my destiny. How many of you have seen cross? Okay, let me start using this one. Now this, a cross. This is the cross Jesus hung on. There are different types of cross. Okay? We have the X-shaped cross. We have the curved cross. And different type of cross. But this is the one that Jesus was hung on. This is the one that Jesus was hung on. And the cross means something. Whenever you see cross, it has a meaning. The meaning of cross is death and suffering. Everybody say death and suffering.
Death and suffering.
When it's like, have you ever seen somebody who is going to be killed and is carrying his own casket?
When we will be Now
that is how the cross was in those days. Like we are going to kill you, but you cannot punish us before we kill you. It's like we made fufu awa ubi dance we did fufu no fufu bi sa no mimpe fufu ubi awa na mabedi that one is better. But before I mean, say met and some baby did punishment. Some kind of say mana at the show. True or not true?
True.
Akwaju for true or not true? True. Yeah, people only walk by a penny. Now, have you seen the cross? Have you seen the cross? Now, the cross is made from very heavy, like proper wood.
Now, I send you an ambulance. If you are a muya to any idea.
So when you carry the cross, it's like a punishment on its own.
It is a
And the crucified, the Romans were crucifying people at the top. Calvary is a hill, outskirts. It's far from the town because they don't want to spill blood in the city. So outskirts. A clone nature. Outskirts of the town. On Calvary, to be full, would be full people. Imagine, say, who goes to cross out the free blue. You go kung or suro. They do swan out the flow. And people were insulting him, spitting on him. Beating him. Already he has lost a lot of blood by beatings. Because the beatings they were beating him was not with cane. It was with leather straps, with broken metals and bottles. It said, it enters. Now I saw him. Now you change. Now that is the suffering that Jesus went through 39 times. 40 minus 1. So he lost a lot of blood, was becoming weak. So he could not see. And he was naked. Not the naked you see in the movie. The naked you see in the movie is with pants. He was without pants. Langa langa, everything. Showdown. I guess what I'm saying.
What did they make an accident?
Obi man, the name Guasi, M.O. Just introduce him to somebody who ferry. How dare you? You are not serious. Obi man, the name Guasi, ye na deja. Just for you. Who she had said, catch you, people from who say who ferry. Oba, sorry, I know the Bible, I shall Oba, to be able. No, I said, I just said, I'll go catch up somebody, not West Nikki to church. Who ferry Jesus? Yes, I won't fail in it, you know, or no, I'm very who. The less said, the better. Oh, Ghana man. So listen. Anytime you hear cross or you see cross, I say it stands for what? It stands for what? So it's unfortunate that hip life artists and hip hop artists, they have turned it into fashion. All of them like to wear cross. It's the insult of the faith. You see all those Nicki Minaj and all those super people in the world, and they always have a cross. In their breast. Always have a cross.
Now on the cross, you know, at Nufu.
They always have a cross. Some people have a cross hanging on their navel. They don't know what it means.
If you say, Omun Tiasi, cross, no, Omun Tiasi.
It represents the sufferings of Jesus. It represents the death of Jesus.
It represents the death of Jesus.
But my case over here is that, everybody watch me. My case here is that Jesus said, go back to the scripture, put the scripture under. There's a way to do it. Put the scripture under. The scripture says what? The person who must follow Jesus must first do what? Come on, we are in school. You must first do what?
Deny himself.
And after you deny yourself all those nice things in the world, those chilled beer and those nice ladies and all those opportunities, when you deny yourself, number two, what must you do?
Carry your cross.
So what does he say? Come and suffer. And come and die for me. Come and suffer. Come and die for me. Jesus didn't say that come and carry my cross. Did he say come and carry my cross? So maybe the way he died will be different. The way he suffered will be different from ours. But the thing is that we too will carry a certain cross. Tell somebody you will carry a certain cross.
A certain cross.
Now that is why it looks like there is no Christianity without a certain type of suffering. There is no Christianity. It's like I'm not talking about money. Money can
just be one.
Some of them, they were poor till they died. Not because they were lazy people, but that was the cross they had to carry. But there are people who may never marry in their lives because they said no.
to the world. They said no to certain men. They said no to certain lifestyle. And because of that, the world did not like them. And they were too late. They could not get anybody to marry them. To that woman is a cross.
Yeah, one crophobia honoma or mo ebia one worry and num a weas muniema and num and yema be anon perso obey ye ye case ebia o your bent ye say and I say also on yenti ebia no one worry or no and num nyankupon a chumaninti or no so a ya or firmunono.
There is somebody here. You may have money, you may have husband, you may have whatever, but at the point in your life when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, your boss may sack you because you went to church when you were supposed to have not gone to church and followed him to do something. Or you are too holy. Somebody came and you spoke the truth about something in the company. Or because of your spirituality, you were seen praying. Or something about Jesus will make them fire you from the work. And when you are fired from the work, you may stay home for 6 years. For 10 years, you may suffer poverty. It is called cross.
Ebi ana wanka sa wo de obi ho no ma na onu odi ni ye dada ni ade ade enso ena ma dwuma wo ye ne ma bia wo pese obeye ena m kristo nti ye beti ma yi wadi amo abetena fie efie be num ensia
ewu ne dwuma na wo na mo ye mo ena mo I don't want anybody to leave this place without getting what I'm saying.
Me pese obi bia be free ano ma ebra ne make am
unti ase. What I'm saying today, it's more important to me than anything.
So
I
what,
am telling you.
Yeah, make a chew and nay a ya dear and we hear me as
a lot of us, we are joking with what we call we are Christians. We are joking.
If say mudu tuana kasa ye Christo sumni ya ka ya grobin ye de.
We are preparing ourselves for hell.
We are good
people in the church, giving offerings and tithes, doing everything in the church. But what we don't know is that some of us, we are preparing for hell, but we don't know.
Yeah, one crop for a more hand no matter or ye be beer or two
hours. We don't know.
We
don't know.
Or your beer or pop and also a couple of same gym.
That's the problem.
We end or how I name Yakopo.
I'm crying in my spirit.
Wait here, Mammy soon. I want me home, me soon. I want me cram me home.
Listen to me.
See, amen.
There is no Christianity without a cross.
Wouldn't be Ankasa, we your Christo knee, a bra wouldn't near send me our small.
Tell the one by you, there is no Christianity without suffering.
Wouldn't your Christo knee, a bra one cassa, one number, yo.
What sort of Christianity is that?
Now, Christo knee, Ben, are we?
Your leader carried his cross and he told you that you too, you must carry sure cross.
If we say any pana, a dinner chin, one cassa was one, I send me a
talking
about. Was he answer your best, dear? I didn't see a dear Sam Naokano. Once I was also our senior.
The rest of your life, you may never have a child. And yes, God will be using you, will be praying for people.
So on your coupon, Ebeti, Anna, so Aman, Crofua, Ebenya, Ahoto, and Crofua, and my dear Bessin Crofua, Brabum, Nelson, now would you need
a cross?
Kasa Senia,
ask the one by you, what are you suffering?
Beside your two chance at one cassa a dear was any other day.
Since I'm
going to be
honest, I'm about your Christian. You know, my dear, media,
a baby Christian, dear name, my dear. Kawanutum.
Shut up.
Kawanutum.
People have suffered more than you.
If you say a full fro, a dear me, I say, when me, I will
more than you.
And crophobia, a yaw, my femono, a chair, we are our family.
People are carrying crosses that they cannot tell you to today.
And crophobia, and numb. And your microphone no more send you a sue.
What have you suffered? That you are complaining.
A dear pan, a yaw ben wafem wa woken was him.
There is no Christianity without suffering. I'm telling you for free from
Nam Sumpa Fien one more
a penny any Christianity you see that is so juicy. No issue in their life. No issue. I am telling you that it's a fake life. It's a fake life. Jesus says the true Christian life, it has cross. It has cross.
If you say, who will be our one of the
you will not be a Christian. If you will not be a Christian, leave the church. Don't come back. But we are not raising people who are going to hell. We want to raise people who must enter into heaven. Period.
Period.
Give us a break. There's no Christianity without suffering.
Tell you.
Matthew chapter 10:38. And he who does not take his cross and follow me. Are you there? Everybody read it. One go. And he who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. I hear the words of Jesus. Obi awai na adwin so no dear. Me dear. Me dear mama say me bebre o. Dabi. Me dear me di Jesus echi mami. Me hon tire me. You can't be a Christian. Period. Just go and live your life. Go and live your life and go to hell. Go and live your life because you're already going. Don't intentionally come to church and you are secretly still doing what you want. You better stay there and live your life. I'm telling you the gospel truth. Choose between God and money from today. Choose between God and that boy from today. Choose between free and that friendship from today.
That's why. Those
girls.
Choose.
29, 23. Then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, deny yourself and take up your cross daily. Over here, Kade, he added daily. Just a day, people on one. But about swag, don't give up. When a cross starts coming, don't give up. Still stand as a Christian. Men kata se si anyo me ma ye dinti no. Men ba sorry. Se si anyo ma ye dinti. E ye suffer fault. E ye mimi fault. Men na me fre o man na me. It's a cross.
E ya sin ya no.
You must carry it. Now ask the person, what are you carrying? What cross?
Busa ni pa na owo onchen. Se diye wo diye
na su. Obre ben na obre.
Obre ne diye hen. E ni mi abe na ofe.
My last scripture. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 to 16. Everybody is going to read it. Bible says, and Jesus sat down and he taught them. He to have sat down teaching you. It's not a sin. I'm practicing the Bible. Everybody read. One go. Wait. There's a man I'll use to crash. Use a new. A new King James. Now, everybody, listen to what he's saying. If you have other versions that gives some of the words I'm mentioning, do you know trial in Soshe?
Soshe.
Or how be about in Soshe? Anything in Soshe?
Trials.
And he said that what? Don't think it what? Oh, and
then make it.
And then you be seeing there. And so next week, Uba, you be team. Why? Next week, we are sorry. I promise you. He said, think it not what? Se un se o Christo ni bi ebra, enye strange.
Emane nyo wangwa.
Se asem bi ba oswa, kase emane nyo wangwa. Eh? Emane nyo wangwa. Where Peter? Peter numu asem, o tu church nefo. Se se nene mi tu mufu no. Where me kwa kama abonti yon. O de opa dimeti, me kwa abonti na mi preacher, me nkanda. Me nkanda, because o kanko, o be brinu ombe ba Yesu mu. But Uba we are say chill the truth account. And only you can abonte. Yes, see, yes, to carry the cross, also be carry with you. Yes, simple. And Peter is advised, he said, don't see it as a strange thing.
if you are going through trials, you must go through it. Continue the story. Go. Oh, let's read together. Let's start. One, go. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the dangerous trials which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. God will try you. The devil too will try you.
Onyankopon ebe so ahwe obon sam so so be so ahwe
se bibia ye fine to weni age
is that the
na me be so ahwe obon sam so be so ahwe se obetimi atwen ya having a limited number na ego enye bebere eti na me on castle pe bebere that thing was that income comfort aho minim. And now yes, you preach is as same way. 5,000 for Moody Dewey and Omomi and Omok free or coin. Almost there be a sorry way they hit me count. And Omuja, it is a Ujai Krana, a bit to Yesu. Read, one go. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ. Or see, do what? Rejoice.
My ninja
said, was also Yesu, your palm way for you. Who's Yesu? Why a school drop out? As I say, Ujai sugar daddy. Yes, you see, in social media, but also one come alarm.
Check us and coming here, we know Christian, and they will come in America. Yes, you see, yes, you see.
Oh, yes, it's over there.
Yes,
and social.
Yes,
you may also be one. He says that you are part of Christ's suffering. It's like Christ has suffered, me to have suffered some. Wow, me to have suffered for Christ.
Yes, Christ, you are 4 years, me 4 years.
Go on, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. So that when he comes, he also will glorify you. This is for those that Jesus will save when he comes on the day of rapture. Those who have suffered because of him. Charlie, what have you suffered so far because of Jesus? What? You have no testimony. Say, yes, you should start praying that, Lord, let me suffer something for you.
I was so shy. I so bumpy. I said, "Rade, my man, so me 4 years will be my way, Rade."
I know you won't praise. Don't worry.
Says I'm by your own.
Verse 14. Read. I'm close to read it. One go. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, same too. Yes, dear. Blessed are. Tell somebody you are blessed.
Should I know?
Oh, tell him you are blessed.
Should I know?
If you are suffering for Jesus, tell him you are blessed. If you are suffering for Jesus,
oh brother,
what a scripture! Yes, until now, oh brother, na.
Should I know?
So I say, who need me a chair? Abasupodi be chair. Jesus, until
say yes, until there.
You are blessed.
Should I know?
Why are you blessed? One go. Oh, those at the back. One go. For the Spirit of glory and of God rest upon you. Tell somebody, glory is on your head.
Glory is
you
upon
may not
your
have
head.
Money because of Jesus, but glory is on your head. Yeah. I'm in Ghana here suffering because of Jesus. Because I shouldn't be in Ghana by this time.
Glory.
You are praying for opportunity to travel. I got opportunity to go. I got opportunity to
go.
But God asked me to come and do church in Accra.
So Erabeka chair me say memra and cry. Na memra me asware mano.
That money people are paying and applying and paying connection man. I got opportunity to go without paying anything.
And Crawford Jessica Emma connection near the Adesabaya or Nobiti me a quabruch, Minya Sakanan and so
I am in Ghana here in this same economy, struggling in the economy.
Me wa Ghana Hanuma, send the economy any year in there to me, Miss Mittimbisa.
Struggling in it.
Miss May Brew.
And you're better.
Enough for.
But the only reason why I will still remain in Ghana, why I'm still in Ghana, and why I will continue to be in Ghana.
Now, so, at the end of the day, That's
why. That's the only reason. Go on.
He
said, on their part, Jesus is blasphemed, but on our part, he's glorified. Verse 15. But let nobody suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a concern in other people's matters. We have Christians who are suffering not because of Jesus, because we are called Chrono and Yachino. And Jesus, it's not because of Jesus. So don't mix it. When you see a Christian suffering, you say this one because of Jesus.
Don't
mix it. You have gone to gossip and they have caught you and they are beating you. It's not Jesus. Who are sorry, and then yes, give us a break. And yes, if anybody, Peter is advising them that you suffer for Jesus, but if you are going to suffer, make sure you are suffering for Jesus. Not because you are a thief.
Peter, they know what catch them saying. Abre ama Yesu Kristo de nanso enkonko bo kro no enkonko bo adwama bi enkonko diawu enkonko di konkonsa bi na enkoka se e Yesu debi
look at this sister oh wasum nyamia enso she asema aba ne so ha wasum nyamia well pastor prince ka se wasum nyamia enso she ba wasum please ko shishem e bia we ni wasum nyame enso wa ko ye boni bi e na ama trouble aba ne so don't mix it. 16. Yet, if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in his suffering. If you suffer just because you're a Christian, don't be ashamed. Glorify God. 17. Last one. 17. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? What will be your end? You are in church, you are not obeying the gospel. Tell the one by you, judgment will start from the church. The way you are here, you are still sleeping with someone you are not married to. Judgment is starting from
you.
Marry and be free and stop fornicating. Marry. You are still in the church and you are stealing. Stealing from your boss. Stealing from people. Yet you are sitting here. Peter said judgment will start from here.
Peter sama all can say. When you
tell the one by judgment is starting.
Catch your daughter on channel, say.
Tell him judgment is starting.
When you I think Mona Shas.
So change. Tell him change.
Jesus son. Jesus son. Jesus son.
Clap your two hands.
On some, am I ready?
Bow down your heads.
Let's you trust.
There is power in your name.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241 372
8895. God richly bless you.